When I enter Neo Neon, Robert Johnson is hunched over a fire with a slender, curving tube of white glass.
So you just kind of heat up the glass in the flame.
There's a lot to see in Johnson's Northeast Minneapolis shop, but I'm struck by the smell.
Yeah, you're probably just smelling the natural gas.
Natural gas fuels the fires that soften the glass tubes for bending. Proprietor Robert Johnson is the last of a dying breed, perhaps, now that LED has become the thing in illuminated signage. Just take Minneapolis's riverfront for an example. The iconic gold medal flower sign was relit in 2000 with neon. But in 2015, two more iconic signs, Pillsbury's Best Flower and North Star Blankets, got a new lease on life with cheaper, brighter, more maintenance-friendly LED. LED also uses 5 to 10 times less power than neon. Still, Johnson's been at his craft since 1988, and his neon signage is everywhere.
Maps Coffee, just right next to KFAI, Midtown Global Market, to stuff at the Science Museum. I have a lot of private clients that own pieces. I have a lot of corporations that own pieces of my neon art. I mean, I have signs all over town.
Johnson's a trim 50-something from a lifetime of working on his feet, moving between crossfire and ribbon fire and the table where he bends the glass against a pattern. His interest in bright lights began early.
And I wanted to go to Hollywood and I wanted to be a special effects artist. It helped propel me into my career getting an art degree. Didn't quite make it to Hollywood, but I did a lot of the neon work for some Hollywood movies that were shot here locally. Oh, I did the Jolly Roger sign for Serious Man, and did some neon for the movie Wilson with Woody Harrelson.
I'm a father! Yes!
That's life!
How could you not tell me that we had a daughter?
Excuse me, do you think I could get this with the aioli on the side?
Johnson started Neo Neon right out of college. Some of his first signs are still hanging in the Twin Cities.
I'm certainly infinitely better than I was back then. You know, it takes a good 3 to 5 years, I think, for a bender to really, you know, become very proficient in working with glass.
Neo Neon is part art and part science lab. The color of neon signage derives from the interplay of glass, the phosphor coating inside some tubes, and the gases. Johnson uses neon and argon gases. A color box displays at back, giving customers a sampling of choices. Apple green, cerise, tangerine, rain slicker yellow, and an ecstatic blue that wouldn't be out of place in a religious experience. Johnson works the glass against a pattern that's the mirror image of the end result.
Because you're making patterns upside down sometimes you goof up on an N, and I did an N backwards once on a sign, and I didn't catch that. And I spelled tomorrow wrong once. It was so funny because the client picked up the sign and it said free beer tomorrow. And she called me 5 years later and said, did you realize that you spelled tomorrow wrong? And I said, no. I guess we were both bad spellers at that time.
The market for neon has been shrinking for over a decade. So it helps that Johnson has a second job, selling vintage toys and memorabilia, mostly Star Wars. This collection sprawls throughout the shop. There's even a life-size Yoda at the door. Last year, Johnson made more money from Star Wars than neon. Yet, there are those connoisseurs who keep shops like Neo Neon in business. In neon, there's a certain warmth of light, a human touch, an aspect of cultural history you can't get with LED imitations. Robert Johnson.
Well, I think it's the light, it's the color, it's the heritage, the culture of funky neon. There's just a nostalgia factor with neon. There's a lot of things that you can do with neon that you cannot do with LEDs. You know, if you want a cool window sign that's very graphic and very fun, the only way to go is neon.
This is Britty for KFAI.